Shavuot Tov, everybody. Shavuot Tov. Tonight's class is dedicated in memory of Bechor Yisrael Shmeke, Alav Shalom, of Ben Golisa, by his family, his good friend of ours, a regular supporter, Isaac Shmeke, his brothers, etc. We hope that this tape, like all others he's dedicated, will stand in Zichut and Liyun Nishma. Nishma. And we thank all our sponsors. Lushi Mabruk to our tape man, Mr. Rico Susson, one of the manufacturers, distributes all the tapes you see all over the place. He's going to be our band this week. Abal Ancom. Katana Zega Doli Ye Amen. Ele Shemot and Israel of Emisraima. We started in Osefer. And as we said, for all of those who were here before the tape went on, Ramban tells us the book of Bereshit was completed. It's the book of formation that Hiddush Aram said from Nosar. Tells about everything that was created in the world. And we create the things that happen to the Avot, which is Maaseh Avot, Siman Lebanim. It's like the creation and the formation and the planting of all that can happen to the children, happened to the patriarchs. Because what happened to the patriarchs was a sign and a hint of what can happen to the children. Now that he finished that book, the roadmap of Jewish history is Bereshit. Now we start the journey to watch it unfold. It has the first exile, Hanigdab Perush, as it said, Abab and Shana, the Eretz Lahem, have spent 400 years in a land that's strange. And the Geulah, the salvation and redemption from that exile. Elachim Chazan and Shemot the Messiah, he answers the question why you're counting the names again if we counted them in Parashat Vayigash. That's where he starts, and now it's like the unfolding of all. That was just an introduction. This is the actual story. Inna Galut, very important principle. The Galut in Islam, Adyom Shir, Shuvam, and Nikomar Marat Osan Yeshuvu. Two parts. They have to return to their place, and it's Israel, Uma'alat Avotam. They have to become spiritually great again, like the patriarchs. That's called the end of Galut. Even though they came out of Mitzrayim, even though they passed through the sea, even though the Egyptians were dead, they still completed the height of Ramban, Golim, exile. They were mixed up traveling around the desert. Shabbat HaSinai, when they got to Torah, got to a Mishkan, and they made the Mishkan, very key element to our history, the Mishkan. Mishab HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vishash Shechinato Beneim, and Hashem returned and put His presence on them again, the connection, the obvious, clear connection, the exposed connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem to His people. Ah, Shavu Malat Abotam. Then they were back to the tent of Abraham with the cloud over the tent of Sarah and the bread staying warm from week to week from Sarah, also in the Mishkan. Shayaso de lo ale alehim, yehim em amerkava, ve'az nechshivu ge'ulim. Then they had Geulah. And then he starts Ele Shemot. As was discussed earlier, the first few Pesukim of Sefer Shemot outline the Yerigah, the downfall of the people from the pure generation of living in a home, in a colony, in a ghetto, called Goshen, a beautiful place, but with Yaakov Avinu as his spiritual leader, with all the Shivatim, could you imagine Yisachar, Yehuda, Levi, teaching the Torah? Unbelievable. What a camp. That's where they were. And that was their influence. And when the door died, the philosophy changed, and they fell into the hands of the Egyptians. So I left that as a different take. Came out early this week. We discussed it in the class. We said, well, that should be sheets. Tonight I want to go to different aspects, with your permission. I want to talk not about getting into Galut. I want to talk about getting out of Galut. What happened to the forefathers and the patriarchs is a portent and a signal and a sign to the Tanin. That's us. So we have to pay attention to the details to see the causes and to see the remedies. So maybe we could end this long galut of 2,000 years minus Hesed. We have 1,936 years coming up from Chorban HaBayit. How much? How are we going to end it? Because we can make the problem. Let's see what they did. And let's try and learn. One thing I want you to understand. The very basic thing to all Torah. The Torah does not have an intention to tell us stories. And it's not given to tell history. That is a shita, there's a way of learning Torah that says, "En mugdamu harba Torah." There is no chronology. Because it's written first, doesn't mean it happened first. It can be written first and it didn't happen tense. In fact, Shemuchim v'Adoram Asu Bet B'Yashar, one of the ways of learning Torah is the two things together. So why is this next to this? And you learn something. Just like this is A, B is also like A, and A is also like B. It's the next. It's not a matter of chronology and history. And the story of Mitzrayim, the story of Moshe, the story of the Galut, has in its lessons. It didn't mean it's like. I forget how they got there. I don't forget. Remember how they got there. Remember how they went down. How the system changed. The king comes, he makes horrible gizerot, and you end up in servitude. We should know. There is no way any god, any enemy, could have an effect or a power over the Jews physically if we, the Yehudim, are not weak spiritually. If we are strong spiritually, there's nothing they can do to you. If you are weak spiritually, you're exposed to ma'asim, my enemies. We have to look at the spiritual situation. Besides, however you want to explain the politics, no one can rule over you if there's no spiritual weakness. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu himself was in a quandary. He didn't understand. When he went out, and he saw the suffering of his brothers. When he went out there, he took down his shoulder to help each and every person, even though he was a prince. He still did not understand a few things. He goes out. He sees an Egyptian hitting a Jew. He kills the Egyptian. He buries him in the sand, and he thinks he got away with a secret event. The next day, he goes out, he sees two Jews arguing, one raises his hand, he tells him, Masha, Lamma Tatere Echa, Why are you going to him? He calls him Rasha before he hits, by the way. You raise your hands, you're Rasha. If you hit Epsha, you hit it twice. He tells him, Lama Takere Echa. Why are you going to hit your friend? Tells him, Mi Samecha. Who made you the boss? Al-Hogeni. Are you planning to kill me like you killed the Egyptian? Moshe Rabbeinu is shocked that he knows. But besides that, he realizes that this man is threatening him with snitching to the government. He looks. You're a Misa Mechal, he's Tavish Shofer, the king of Talmud, the king of Talmud, the king of Moshe is afraid by Yomar, he says, Achen, my God, Allah, truly, it's known. Look at Rashi. The fact that I killed the Egyptian yesterday is not such a secret. Achen, my God, Allah. That's the simple meaning. Umidrasho. It became clear to me now. Now I understand the thing that was surprising me. I was confused.
I should have been confused.
What was his problem? Ma hatu Yisrael. What was the sin of the people of Israel? Mikol shir'im umot. From the 70 nations, the Yot Mirdim Ba'avodat Kodesh, that they had to suffer this physical holocaust of Avodat, of backbreaking labor to the Mitzvah. Avaro'eh ani she'en ve'uyim l'kach. But truly now I see they deserve it. First, let's look at the question. Question. He doesn't know why? Wasn't it promised to Abraham? Yadoa teda, kikir yeh zaracha, ke'eret tolahen, do, ve'inu otam, ha'ameot shana, ke'eret tolahen. There's questions by Egypt, maybe not this dead, but, the answer is Hafiz, very nice answer. I like answer, very. That's a joke, okay? A good answer. But he had a different question. Why are the Uyim, this generation, here to suffer like this? Really, even if Hashem promised, it has to be to the people at the time when they deserve it. Hashem not punishing, because he said, Bala'idha. This generation, we don't punish children on Matthew Avon, but they have their own. Negative. So my question on this question comes first. How about we eat my car? Come on. Why did I have my car go out? They didn't have time, they left it out. What is the Midrash and Mizrah? Now we've got a big league over here. What does the Midrash do tell us? Why is it how to leave in a hurry? Because in the 49th level of Tumah, if they reach 50, there's no escape. Tumah, right? 49th level of Tumah. Now, that's Abu Dazara. That's other Averot. What's Moshe Rabbeinu so surprised? In the 49th level of Tumah, and you think they're not in the car? You think they don't deserve some kind of suffering, some kind of punishment? What's Tamei Alam? What's he Tamei? What's he so shocked? HaKatab Sofer says, Ki lo ayu b'am Yisrael otah sha'a pigamim notavim. Weren't there so many things? Why do you say, this guy snitching to the government, now I know why they're going to be. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. This guy says, you're going to tell on me, I'm going to tell on you. Guy says, now I know why they deserve this. Now. And not all the other stuff, says the Kitab Sofer. But the Kitab Sofer brings a beautiful answer. Pay attention, because this is a principle of Torah maybe we're not aware of. This is a principle of Sachar Va'onish. Reward and punishment. Yada Moshe Rabbeinu Devar HaShashper Ruchani Shabamo. He knew that the people were at a very low level. But still he was surprised. He knows that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let anybody get away with anything. But he knew a very special principle of Sachar Va'onish. When a person does avera ben adam l'makom,
that's true. That's true. Same time for a girl.
That's right. All the people in Cape Land, David Aziz and his wife Lori had a baby girl. So we do know. That they can sin, but we all know how Hashem works. When people do averod and adam lamakom, person doesn't put on tefillin. Person eats taref. Person does one of the sins in adam lamakom, and they shot it. Borei Olam himself is in charge of the punishment. Borei Olam comes, he makes the man come down, he breaks his arm. Simple as if he didn't break his neck off. How? What else? Accident, da. But if somebody does have a road, and I don't have a road, for real, send somebody, human, to inflict the punishment. A douche from the catastrophe. So two types of punishment. Broken arm. One, guy falls down by himself, breaks his arm. The other, two muggers come, they beat the guy up and break his arm. He wants to think his right arm broken. If he fell, says the Kitab Sofer, he made Avira with his arm, Ben Adam Lamakom. And Hashem came and punished him. But if he got beat up or mugged by somebody who was Hayav himself, so the Gagilub, he got beat up by his Hayav, Hashem found the heart of a messenger to deliver the human messenger because the sin was Ben Adam Lachavero between man and man. It was between man and man. So now a man tells Moshe, you're going to snitch on me. You're going to bother me. You're going to hit me. I'm going to the government. Says Moshe, I can't know that. Now I know why the Jewish people are suffering at the hands of people. Why they're suffering at the hands of Mitzrayim. I can't know that. Now I see. Why? The last one. They're talking about each other. They're snitching on each other. This in Ben Adam Lachavero, as the Kitab Sofer, when we see fighting amongst Jews, we must realize Hashem is punishing them through human beings. Hashem Yishimuel, Exodus. He says, you know, we all look at the story of yourself as the way Hashem brought about the Galut. He wanted Yaakov to come down to Tavot. The Mara says, and the Zohar repeats, that Hashem could have brought Yaakov Avinu down in chains. Take some kind of historical thing, drag him down, and the Jews in Mitzrayim. No, he wanted Kavod Yaakov Avinu. Like if you want to bring a cow out of the barn and she don't want to move, take the calf outside, Make the calf cry for milk, the love will come after. He took your calf, he put your calf in the Mitzrayim, to all the historical events, to be in the Mitzrayim, Yaakov finds out your calf in the Mitzrayim, he follows. How? As a melech. He came begging from Paro, had a procession. King came out to greet him, we're going to give you goshen. Very nice. So when we look at it, on the surface, we feel that the story of Yosef is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Yosef and Yaakov and his family down to Mitzrayim b'chavod. And it's true. It's true. But the Shem Shemuel Zechi Tadik Levracha Ed Dikki Mitzrayim. It's true. They had to go down to Mitzrayim. They had to go down to Egypt. And they had to go because of the promise of Abraham. And it was going to happen. Why did it happen through Yosef? Ooh. He quotes the Zohar. Lechirat Yosef hayta lo rak ha'emsa'i shedarko ishtashela galut Mitzrayim ela shehi hayta gam siba legalut zo. This story of Yosef was also a reason for the galut. It was a cause of the galut. Why? Where is all I am going to have to be Mitzrayim? And not only that, maybe if Yosef went to Mitzrayim, the brothers wouldn't have to follow. He can carry the load, and his galut would count. What brought about the severity? What brought about everybody going down? After what happened amongst the tribes of Israel, the infighting, the lashon hara, the dibara hara b'hem, the sinava yisnu oto, the lo yachilu davaro l'shalom, I canu lo yachav, the jealousy, the picha kulam ayu tzirichim aset ona shekizera, they all now fell subject to the punishment. That was really a curse on the children of Abraham, but I didn't say which ones. Because we got a clear car. Moshe Rabbeinu on the mountain debating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu a whole week. Shelach Naviyat Tishlach, I don't want to go, send my brother, send the others there, get somebody else. I'm Shabbatay, I'm Shabbatashom, Nisam Pele'i, who's the one of the first? Back and forth, 7 days! Where did he see the Shekhinah? In the Sine. In a bush. A burning bush that was not consumed. Ali Akar says that when Hashem appeared to him, he came in the Sine for a specific reason. Because they have stitches. They have people with dead mouths. They curse. They knock each other. Like what? Like these thorns. Sounds like geese cackling. So too, even though the fire of trouble is around the Jews, we still talking about each other. We still have infighting. There's an intifada in Israel. It's 3, going on 4 years already. 3.5 years. But the Jews themselves still cannot unite against the enemy. They're fighting with each other. They're accusing each other. Lashon hara about each other. Unbelievable. Happening. exactly what the Kriya Kar says is the symbol of the sinner. Even though it's boiled by ish, we still talk about each other. Shimin Hagdorot Alalu, he says. That's 100 years ago. The Tamid Mashim called to call us here. The Zohikar Hasiba Yisrael Niyot Bagalut Mishara Kin'ah. It's the main reason for Jews to be in Galut, in exile, the jealousy and the hate that survives them. So we see that when Moshe Rabbeinu realized that this man was going to say Lashon Hara about him, now I know why it's Mitzrayim, now I know why it's so brutal, now I know why it's Ayyadeh Adam, now I know why. It's clear. There's strife amongst the Jews. And Hashem, when he comes to send them to be Moshiach, he gives them a clear message. You know the problem? Listen to this bush. I send all the troubles, and they don't unite. They fight, and they talk, and they're jealous. Even Paro knew this. And Paro, being a good politician, he played on it. I'll ask you a question. He's a good businessman. His partner didn't tell me that. I'm assuming he's a good businessman. I have a business. I have these work. He's a good businessman. I know he's a good businessman. Alright? You're not going to give your brother all the cut, are you? He's a good businessman. I have this business. I'm building. I'm in construction. I'm in real estate. It's in development. I have these slaves. And I'm working them hard because I hate them. They're not as slaves are working. I want to make it harder on them. What's better? Make them get their own raw material or triple the quality. I can tell them, listen, you were making 100 bucks a day, I want 300. You're making 300, I want 300. You're making 200, I want 600. You're making 50, I want 150. That's a good plan. Now, each one has to work triple hard to come up with the same amount. And me, I benefit, right? Instead, what does Paro do? Well, I was a businessman. I was giving you the raw materials to make the bricks. Now go get it yourself. No more tethers. Your business is bad business. You want to build cities? Bad business. Better to increase the quota than to cut back the raw material. Give them the raw material, let them build triple. That is intention. What's going to happen if I take away the straw and I tell each one of you, you still need 100, you still need 200, you still need 50. You go out to get the straw. And you see people jump the straw? You see the straw? I would get first! No, I got it! No, that's mine! You for me! Crazy! It will create fighting if I cut back the materials. And he knows the fighting is the spiritual downfall of the people. And that will prevent them from getting together, and Hashem will not redeem them. And I really don't have the power of them if I don't have Hashem on my side. Genius? Genius. Even Paro knew. Devarim Rabban. Amar Rabbi Yishmael Bar Nachman. Berosh El Achav. Odei Avodat Kochavim Hayu. They were idol worshippers in the days of Ahab and Jezebel. He did them. Hayu Yotim LeMilchama. And they went out to war. And they're not tame. And they're victorious. In Lamakach, the Midrash asks why? To dead people. To worship idols. Hashem should punish them. Let the boy win. שלא היה ביניהם דילוטרין, שפיכך היו יוצאים ממחבת נוצחים, because they were united. Even though they were bad, they were all bad. They were bad together. And when they're bad together, there's a ma'ala. In Shamayim, Hashem Ehad,
he loves unity.
In the generation of the flood, Shatimale Aharet, Hamas, not the yo-yos in Palestine, not the yo-yos we're dealing with today, Hamas, Yezir, each one stealing from the other. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do? He destroys the entire world. They're rebelling against the concept of Hashem. And they succeed to build a tower.
Why did Hashem destroy them? Because they were unified.
They had unity. He mixes up and he... Another way, but he didn't destroy them. He didn't kill them. Why not? Of course. Because they were together. We see Hashem loves unity. Avam Dorosha Shaul. King Shaul. Ayud al Torim. He was infighting. He was Mashal Ara. תדע לך שזה מדרש רבן דברים כי שהיה שאול רודף אחר דוד היו הכל אומרים עליו לשון הרע and David was on the outs politically everybody in the government was talking bad about him agreeing with שאול לפיכך היו נופלים במלחמה when a goy came to the steam came they lost the war, not because the Finnish team was stronger, not because their tactics were better, not because they knew how to fight, not because the Jews were lacking in armaments or strategy, because they spoke Lashon Hara about David. Amar Acher says in Midrash, Amar Amana Koshu Lashon Hara Misalek השכינה מלמטה למעלה. Anybody who speaks Lashon Hara drives Hashem's presence from down here on earth protecting us. I'll go back home, thank you. He goes upstairs. Don't give Kevin stroke of genius based on the facts of life. And it really works. What's the answer? I'm just your answer. I have to get out of this mess. How are we going to get out of this mess? Anybody tired of this galut? I certainly am. The events of this week at the street, tragedies like that don't happen except in Galut. Fire, old woman, all known to the community, and they can't get her out. A father has, I think, multiple birth children. And it's Israel. If he had two children, he had triplets. If he had three children, he had twins. And they shoot them. They kill them. Tragedies like that don't happen. Captain Galut. Man called up. I thought he's the guy. Actually, it was an email. Sent me an email about something. I'd answer him. He sends me back. Actually, I'm having many financial difficulties of my own. Things like that don't happen. Except when we're in Galut. Galut, as Aramban told us,
is when the Shekhinah is not with us. And the end of Galut is not to get out of Mitzrayim. The end of Galut is to bring the Shekhinah back to us. And the Shekhinah wants unity. In the parasha, at the very beginning of the Galut, a call goes out from the king of Egypt. He calls the midwives, the ones who help people give birth. He tells them, why did you let the children live? He told them, he gave them specific instructions. I want you to kill the boys before they're born. And make sure the girls are, that was another stroke of genius. Why don't you kill the babies? Come on. You know why? Because they killed all the babies, they'll protect them. But if it just happens to be, some babies die, some babies live. They all notice. So he says, you know how to tell, and we won't get into details now how they knew, and then who? Before he's even born, he said, oh, I'll not even kill him. Let him be born, still born, Lalim. Ibati, Ahaya, make sure she lives. Did they listen? And they lo asu, because they went, you know what that is? Some lawyer is going to get you off. You're going to go to trial. Today the Paro, you violate what Paro tells you. In our business, the guy used to pull out, you're fired, thank you very much, goodbye, find another job. In those days, it wasn't so easy. You're working for Paro, you don't do the job, goodbye. They don't even put you 6 feet on, they cut you off, and they're hanging you. What did the Mialedo do? They did the opposite of the problem. They had Mesirut Nefesh for another Jew. Instead of hating or talking or hurting another Jew, the Yaledot risked their own lives for another Jew. And it says in Midrash, Shachash Vatsu Gadel Arayim and Ami Yodin Shikinu Atayyadim. Is that the Hayera Tayladin? If they didn't listen and kill, didn't they give life? Yes, Kilus, it's all Kilus. The guy says, I want to praise them, stop praising them. Lord Dayan showed Kimut Ibarah. Not enough, they didn't do what he said. And all the people are sorting my Tobot. They did more good for the babies. Yes, Him, are you on yours? People were poor. So, of course, they were able to keep up. Hapot me on the they took water and mazon from their own houses from rich people. They went and borrowed. They not know aniyot. They don't have food. They don't have food. They don't have paper. They make sure they have everything. Yes, ma'am. Shirim lasef hagerim sumim. Some would have been crippled. Some would have been blind. Abadim umim lo alenu. Ma'ayu also says the midrash. Omzot Tefillah, Yochem and Miriam, praying. Omzot the Pnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, listen to this prayer. How can Hashem say no? Yibarech Aharon Lachshon Lekayem. We want to keep your words. Yibon HaOlam, Yetziah Avala Deshalom. Please make this baby healthy. They worked behind the scenes, secretly, in Sidur Nefesh, risking their lives to save other Jews. Hayar Elkim Reseh, Hayed HaElokim, Natan Aleim Le, Velo Ha'elim Enav. Hashem did what Moshe did. He saw the suffering, and he paid attention. Moshe Rabbeinu, the same thing.
He put his eye in his heart. And he kept putting his shoulder down to help each and every one. Because he felt for the other Jews. No, say they're all in Havero. This is the opposite. The opposite of the problem. It's the tikkun of the problem. The problem is divisiveness. The problem is Lashon Hara. The problem is not loving one another enough. You know, there's a famous Tzabu. You know this one. In Ein Ani Li, Li Li.
Heard of it, right?
Everyone heard of it. No, I didn't pick you. If I'm not for myself, who will be for me? If Ani La Atmi, Ani. If I'm for myself, who am I? In Rosh Hashanah, in Matzah. In Ani Li Mi Li, Ani La Atmi, Ani. If I'm not for myself, who's going to be for me? I got to take care of myself. And if I take care of myself, how good am I? In the typical Sha'arei Yoshev, written by the Shimon Shkop. It had to do with all the issues of Sifekot. Unbelievable work on Sifek Tifeka, all the Sifekot in the Gemara, Hukim HaHararov. Halachic Hashkafa, it's not Hashkafa, it's a work on Halachic principles and understanding Gemara. And the introduction, he says something about this Mishnah. He says, a person comes into the world as an infant, has your fist closed. And when a person after Me'aveh Esrim leaves, hand is open. That's a sign of maturity. When a baby wakes up at 2 o'clock in the morning, screaming, the baby's thinking one thing, feed me. I am the only thing on earth. I, my mother has a headache, my mother doesn't feel good, my mother's tired from last night, my father has to go to work in the morning. You don't care. You don't care. Why? Ani. As the person grows older, the Ani expands. The child all of a sudden realizes, my Ani includes my parents. If somebody says something bad about their parents, somebody wants to harm their parents, the child becomes angry with rage to protect the parents. His Ani expands from himself to include his parents. When he grows up, he marries somebody. Some people think it's Loto, the soul. I said Loto, the single. You get married. Suddenly your Ani is two people. We. You start saying we. And the we becomes a balance of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 boys, girls, that, tuition, that, bills, that, clothing. But it's a pleasure. Wonderful. Bigger house, more children, we. The person who was born worrying only about himself, his Ani, becomes his family. And his parents become a little bit older. His Ani includes his parents. I'll take care of them. It's reversed. They took care of him, now he takes care of them. And he realizes, why should I be selfish? I'll be on this community, I'll work for this all, and my community. My kids, my before, everybody finds another way. And I need friends. Says Rav Shimon Shkop, the job of the Jew is to make his Ani every person. That's what life is about. Then he could say, Ken Ani Li Li Li.
everybody's me and I have to be for me. That's how Saturday Acha Kamocha. Loving everybody like yourself. Shemanila Hatmi, but it's my Anochi. It's my Ani, it's just me. Smiley! I didn't develop, I didn't grow, I didn't mature.
Got it? That's what Bore Olam wants from us. That's what he's looking for.
And Yalidot gave us a lesson. What does it say their reward was?
You're going to love this one.
No. What does it say the reward was? Vayetev Elohim la mialedot. Hashem did good for the mialedot. Vayirev ha'ava etumot. He made the people many and they became powerful.
Where's my 20 bucks?
No! If the people became many and the people became powerful, if I think that's me, that's a reward for me. That was their reward. That the plan of Paro failed. That Am Yisrael thrived. That's their reward. Daily moves the crowd Gadol Yisrael.
This is one of the Hasidic rabbis of Israel. We have to understand that, Lotai. The course for our galut is no different. Every year Tisha B'Av comes. Every year we talk about Sinat Chinam. Every day we acknowledge it. It's a problem. And every year we say this is the last year. Put the books away. Don't bring them out anymore.
Famous story of a rabbi. The Shamosh came to him and said, give me your Sidur for Tisha B'Av. He says, I don't need it anymore. So I can use it next year. Well, unfortunately, year in, year out, we come back. When's going to be your Tisha B'Av? One is going to be the building of the Mishkan. Achen noda hadavar. Moshe Rabbeinu told us, I know the reason. There are many sins. In the United States, of the 12 or 13 million Jews on this planet, if you stretch it, it's 15 million today. Nothing. It's a billions and billions and trillions of people on this planet. 15 million. 6 million Jews in America do not keep Shabbat. I'm not talking bad about that. That's galut. That's suffering. That's Tisha B'Av. It's about those 6 million. But they're not to blame. Their sins don't continue to galut. And people who don't keep Tarat HaMishpacha, it's important. We have to keep Tarat HaMishpacha. We have to teach Tarat HaMishpacha. We have to teach Kashrut, we have to teach Shabbat, we have to teach Shabbat. It's all the laws of business and Hoshe Mishpat. And they want the galut to end. We have to unite. We have to get rid of the differences and see the similarities. Do you know 99% of Shas and Shemaim Israel agree? In a few cases, Shemaim and Israel, everything else they agree. Every old three bits of my material disagree, they agree. Come on, Haji Islanu. Tom was a little bit more PD, a little bit more PD, but they agree. They tell you the situation, there's differences. Everybody else, they agree. Eskenazim and Sephardim. 99% of Quran observers, they agree. Open up Shulchan Aruch.
And all of Shulchan Aruch, how many places is there Rama? How many places is no Rama? Amar, Rabbeinu Moshe, Shechet Abik, came to put notes. How many acts are a little different over here? We have a little different stuff here. Our posts seem like this. Thank you very much. Otherwise, who follows Shulchan Aruch? Eshkenazim, Sephardim, Hasidim, Mishpashim, Mishpashim, everybody! That's the book! Torah Ahad. If we have Torah Ahad, and we have Hashem Ahad, we're only ready for one thing. Yisrael Ahad. Oraita, Ushaberichu, Yisrael Ahad. He's looking for unity. He's looking. We say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Ahad. His Tefillin says, Gemara Berachot Haveh. What does it say inside? Peek, Amachai Zed Goyahad. He's looking for it. He's waiting for it. He's looking to see Hesed instead of Lashon Hara. He's looking to see Mitzirut Nefesh instead of Gezer. He's looking to see us helping each other and loving each other instead of arguing and talking about each other. That's simple. Ba'chabot Tzimtzum Rabbani. That's what Ramban told us in the beginning of the class. All that happened to the Avot, Yosef and his brothers brought Galut Mitzrayim. To the Aledot and Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Ge'ula Minim. And here I told that we all understand this message. And we're all able to incorporate this message into our behavior. Day to day. To let things fly. To judge the Chavzichut. To speak nicely about people. And if you have nothing good to say, don't say anything. And you hear that song, we'll have an answer to the Kinnah, and I'll have a tattoo, Benenu. And I'll be, Goalenu, Bimera, Bianenu, Amen.
Bihananya, Bafisham, Amen. I'm talking to those brothers, who are the first prayer. Bihach, and I'm just going to say, 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 Bihach, and I'm just going to say,